And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Been talking this morning on the text line about the little white lies you tell kids.
You can text us at 64636. Make sure you text KC before your message.
I've got this guy on the phone. Good morning. You're on the show, man.
Hey, I said today.
Hey, good. How are you?
Not bad. I used to tell my kids that the ice cream truck was the truck with the bell.
The truck with the bell?
Yeah, no ice cream. It just was a truck with a bell.
That's right. There's nothing special about it.
Yeah, just some guy, he's not real right in the head, you know, just has a truck with a bell.
That's good. We had the people earlier who told their kids that if the truck was playing music, that meant they were out of ice cream.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. My kids bought that for years until they were in their teens.
Nice one, man. Good job. Good parenting.
All right. Yeah.
See you, bud. Thanks.
All right. Later on.
To their teens.
That's good.
He carried
or
that
bad.
On for a long time.
So you can continue to text us those little white lies that you tell your kids if you want to. But yesterday, you started telling me something about something that you've had, something that you do.
Well, I saw this story that Bath & Body Works is bringing back their 90s flavors.
Right.
Or, no, their
the
flavors,
scents.
Their scents.
Yeah.
I suppose they're not flavors. But, you know, it kind of got, you got a little bit excited, right? Because you had some that you
I
tried.
Had all kinds of stuff back then. They had like this, what was it, the sun-ripened raspberry they were bringing back, cucumber melon. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Not the one that you actually wanted.
Tribu, which is not from Bath & Body Works, but my favorite perfume of all time was Tribu, and they discontinued it. And I still have a bottle from 1996 that has this much left in the bottom, and I'll take it sometimes and just scrape it against like my wrist, because you can still smell it if you just scrape a little bit from the bottle.
So, but you bought the bottle in 1996,
yep.
So
still
you still have
it
to this day.
Yep.
So I was telling you that I shop at Bath & Body Works as well. I'm not ashamed to say that, but they have a great men's shampoo there, and sometimes it's really hard to find. It's this like hibiscus or something. I don't even know what it is, but it's the stress relief shampoo.
Okay.
And they're $10 a bottle, and I buy them two at a time. And when I was in the shower the other day, I realized that I had... When I bought this current bottle I'm using was November of 2014.
And you remember exactly when you bought it.
I do, because I only go to the mall for that one particular thing. There's only one time I'm in Bath & Body Works. But the game now is to see how long can I use this. And so the last time I was there in 2014, I bought two bottles.
Yeah.
I'm predicting I don't have to go back to Bath & Body Works until at least 2018.
So you're at a solid year and a half on the first bottle.
Yes.
How much is left?
You know what? Just a little sliver. We're down to the very final, but I'm kind of dropping it out going, okay, let's see how little we can get away with.
So you've made a bottle of shampoo last a year and a half.
Yes.
I have perfume that has now been dated 20 years. 1996, I bought this bottle in Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, man.
At the Outlet Mall. And they discontinued it. I still have it. By the way,
that's
a friend
awesome.
Of mine found some online. Like, I don't know if there's some sort of dark alley to buy perfume, but she found it somehow, and she gave me a bottle last year for my birthday. But I don't want to open it because I know that's the last one.
Right,
so
right.
So 20 years. So we want to find products that you have held on to, things that you've made last. And I think we'll give something. We've got something to give away, right?
We do. We've got tickets for No Duh. It is the No Doubt tribute band, because it is, of course, a great 90s band there. And if you stretch your stuff all the way back to 1996, like Jen does, you deserve a great 90s ladies party from us. So we're also going to get you qualified for a night stay at Harrah's and a gift card to 37 Steak as well. So what have you held on to? I think the person who holds on to something the longest, like if you have a bucket of Cool Water cologne that you're still using out there for whatever reason.
I loved Cool Water.
Did you really?
I love that.
It was like the high school cologne.
Exactly. That's what it reminds me of. High school boys.
Right.
I mean, not now. I don't want to be reminded of high school boys.
Back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
The stuff that you've kept around for quite some time.
This got started because I've had this perfume since 1996. I still scrape the bottle down my arm. You have shampoo that you've held on to and are still using.
That I use daily.
For a year
it's
and a half.
Daily use shampoo for, November of 2014.
Now, are you cutting that with water? Are you adding? Because I do that at the end of the bottle if I'm running out.
And it's not really a cheap tactic. It's just a game now to see how long can I draw this out, because it lasts forever. And you know what? I actually, this is kind of funny. I get mad at myself if I spin too much at the beginning of the bottle. No, because, you know, it's new, and so when you tip it over, it just all comes out in one glob.
And you don't have a ton of
hair.
And
I'm like, damn it, I'm trying to put it back into the bottle, you know, try to stuff it back in the thing. Yeah, it's awful.
We're pathetic.
I'm like, this is going to ruin the game. It's not going to last 2 years this way.
So what are you hanging on to that you're still able to use, but you've had for a really long time?
Calls here. Let's go to Pat in Kansas City, Missouri. Pat, you're on the show.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I have a bottle of perfume that belonged to my mother. She passed away in 1989.
Wow.
And I still have it, and she probably had it a few years before that. And when I smell it, I think of her.
Aww.
Oh, that's sweet.
Is there still a tiny bit left, or do you not use it at all?
Oh, no, there's some left. And it was Estee Lauder, and I always called it the old lady perfume because that's what my mother used.
Yeah.
right.
And now it means a lot to me because I smell it and I think of her.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Kind of brings back those memories, sure.
So we can probably call that 1985 then, if she had it for a few years before that?
Yes.
All right.
It's the only one she ever used. Bought it at the Jones Store Company.
Oh, the Jones Store, right?
I love the Jones Store. All right, thank you, Pat, from Kansas City, Missouri.
All right, cool. Let's go to Prairie Village. Here's Ellen. Ellen, what have you been holding on to?
My girlfriends gave me a basket of toiletries when I had my mastectomy in 1989, and I still held on to that stuff.
So what?
It's all lavender and just pretty girl stuff.
Mm, yeah, there you go. That's pretty cool. All right, Ellen, very cool. Let's go to Mission. Here's Kelly. Good morning. You're on the show.
Well, I have, like your co-host there, a bottle of perfume, Confidencia, that I just have a tiny little bit. I just spray for special occasions. But even funnier than that, my son saw someone wearing a members-only jacket. He's 15. And he says, that is the coolest jacket. And I was like, are you kidding me? That's what old men wear. And he says, no, Mom, that's cool.
It has come full circle.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was posting on Facebook, does anybody have one of these? Because I couldn't find them at the thrift store. And one of my friends just brought one in yesterday. And I brought it home from work. He says, oh, my God, Mom, do I have to pay him for this? Because this is awesome.
He
wore it last night and says, I bet you people are looking at me because this is an awesome coat. It was so cool. I mean, he was so happy with it. So
now, how long have you had that bottle of perfume? Do you remember when you got it?
I was still in high school, so I graduated in 90.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But
that beats mine by about 6 years.
Anywhere.
Yeah. All right, cool. Very nice, Kelly. Thank you.
The oldest, I think, still in use is that perfume from 1985, somewhere in the mid-80s, mom wore.
The Estee Lauder of Pat.
Yes.
Wow. People hold on to a lot of stuff.
You can make it last.
The members only jacket that kills me.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.